Sketchy scenarios. The endless series of political assassinations that have been plaguing and destabilizing the country for many years are often coupled by far-fetched narratives, stemming from a woefully barren imagination. These narratives usually serve to divert attention for some unavowable purpose, or to conceal the true masterminds of the crimes who, in such cases, engage in the most devious disinformation tactics. In all likelihood, the entire truth regarding the murder of Pascal Sleiman, a key figure of the Lebanese forces in the Jbeil district, will probably never come to light. At this stage, it would be prudent to refrain from leveling direct accusations. However, it is legitimate to raise pertinent questions about the circumstances surrounding this crime and its broader implications. One notable aspect of the official narrative is the persistent focus on implicating Syrians. This raises legitimate concerns, as in such cases, the identities of the perpetrators on the ground often pale in comparison to those of the masterminds behind the scenes. Was it a premeditated diversion or a lack of foresight regarding the risks of uncontrollable security escalation, given the strong resentment expressed by a significant portion of the population toward Syrian refugees? The question gains even greater relevance as official authorities demonstrate far more restraint and caution in their media communications in similar cases. However, this is not the sole inconsistency in the official narrative. If the incident involved a gang of car thieves, why would they resort to killing the driver? It is noteworthy that caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati explicitly stated in his announcement that the abductors liquidated the victim, implying a calculated and premeditated act, thus ruling out the possibility of death resulting from a mere scuffle. Furthermore, why was the body transported to Syria, and for what reason did the kidnappers, who were apprehended in Lebanon, take such a risk, especially considering the strict control exercised by Hezbollah on both sides of the border and in the surrounding areas? How can one not be astonished by the statements made by Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah? Just a few hours before the announcement of the body's discovery, he launched a scathing attack on the Lebanese forces and the Kitab, as well as the Christian community at large, accusing them of attempting to drag the country into a civil war, in his remarks on the kidnapping of Pascal Sleiman. Nasrallah appears to have overlooked the fact that it is the Lebanese forces and their leader who are the victims and who are being targeted in this affair. The wise and clear-sighted reaction of the Lebanese forces leadership, following the announcement of the assassination, decisively rebutted the allegations made by the pro-Iranian party leader and prevented the country from sliding into serious security disturbances with unforeseeable consequences. However, it remains imperative to swiftly devise a political, peaceful yet resolute response to address the escalating tensions at all levels. The assassinations, acts of violence, insecurity, militia threats, and the systematic dismantling of state institutions and the country's various vital sectors, alongside the senseless and self-destructive war that has been devastating the South for the past 6 months, are direct outcomes of the pro-Iranian camp's exploitation of the Lebanese population to further the hegemonic ambitions of the mullah's regime. Faced with this dire situation, there is an urgent need to build momentum for a second Cedar Revolution. This endeavor should unite all sovereigntist parties and figures, akin to the broad cross-community coalition of spring 2005, with a single objective: thwarting the pro-Iranian mini-state's endeavors to distort Lebanon and further consolidate its grip over the country. A pivotal step in this crucial national awakening is to quell petty partisan calculations and overinflated personal egos. It is through such a course of action that the sovereigntist movement could prevent Hezbollah's schemes that cost Pascal Sleiman his life from happening again and again with impunity.